You mentioned earlier how you like making black and white photos because of the certain way it turns out. And I sort of, looking at your photos on the internet, I've discovered that it gives it an immediate sense of history. Like,
yes.
They automatically seem like they've got their own place and you've placed them there. I'm just wondering how else you can manipulate images to get certain effects.
I think the way I print has a certain style about it. I print very, very contrasty, and it's just the way I always have. Basically, when you print black and white, you're meant to use about filter 3, and I used filter 4 and filter 5 combined to make it really, really contrasty. And so I guess, yeah, I do have that certain style about me. Black and white always has that sense of timelessness, and the fact that, and I love the control that I can, you know, burn and dodge and take something really bright and make it really dark, like take some, you know, bright clouds but make them dark and alter things that way. I really do love that control that I don't think that I have with colour anymore, because I can't print my own colour since I left university.
Because it the expense?
Yeah, basically it's such a huge setup that you, at uni it was great. I was printing life-size full colour, you know, from a roll, and then straight out of uni I was like, oh, that's okay, I can't print colour anymore, so I don't want to shoot colour anymore.
Yeah, was that for your 2004 exhibition, or? I've noticed that on the website those colours, those photos are colour.
Yeah, that was probably the last time I shot a whole bunch of colour, and I'm actually looking to try and get back into colour.
Somehow,
yeah, it's sadly lacking, so I've pretty well, I think I've mastered my film camera developer combination to produce some images that I really like the look of now. I spent about 10 years working all that out, being a real nerd about it and testing different films with different developers and doing little charts and being a total nerd about it. So I've got that down pat. So I think now I'm onto colour, seeing how I can work with that a bit more.
Well, it's a necessary nerddom, so like,
yeah,
don't put yourself down for it, because...
Oh no, I embrace the nerdness. Oh, I really do. Yeah.
High five.
Hey. Yeah, high five. No, really, real high five. Yes. Excellent.
Okay, well, we mentioned an exhibition. It's a bit different if you're not a musician, that you did in 2004. Just wondering how your exhibition at the Alibi Room with Alex Gillies went last year in November.
That was... that turned out pretty amazing, and I got quite a fair bit of interest out of it, and it was great to exhibit with Alex, because I'd previously worked with him and we'd both started doing the Nerd Talk about photography together, so I was really glad to be part of his first exhibition. But it worked out really well, and I was really happy. It was a personal win for me, because all the photos were hand-printed and all the photos were taken in the last, I think it was in November, and every photo had been taken since the end of July. So for me, that was quite a win to have that many photos in about 4 months that I could have an exhibition out of. So it was a prolific time in my life. Since then, I haven't quite been so prolific, but, you know, I'll get back there.
Well, you've been working things out. You've been doing your tests and,
yeah,
and getting your head
being
around
nerdy
it.
And making my books. So.
So you said you had a good response generally to the images that you've taken. Anything that's like been so fulfilling as an artist, like any particular?
The big thing for me, didn't come out of that exhibition, but was a little bit before, was my involvement with Ladyfest Brisbane. And I got to exhibit some of my Women in Rock photos at the Judith Wright Centre. And as a little nerdy girl, Judith Wright Centre, you know, having my photos in the IMA, I just went, wow, I've made it, Mom, I've made it. So that was huge for me. So thank you to the Ladyfest ladies for giving me that opportunity.
Thank you to ladies in general.
Thank you to the ladies in general, ladies in the photos.
That's right. Do you have many issues with taking photos of people that you don't know?
Yeah, I guess I do. That's something I've got to conquer a little bit. Bands, taking band photos, I think, is different because, you know, I don't know them, but I feel like I do know them because I know their music and you know a little bit about them. I can't walk up to them in the street and take a photo of strangers. I've only just met you and I've taken a billion photos of you this morning already in the studio. But, I need to have some sort of connection with people, I guess, to be able to take a photo.
Yeah, because otherwise you can get in a little bit of trouble, but...
Yes, I think it's called stalking.
Yeah, does your overriding sense of responsibility to capture history ever just make you want to take photos when you shouldn't?
Yes, it does. But as I say, I'm pretty shy. I do have issues with standing up in front of a whole bunch of people and taking photos, but I'm getting better at that. Getting much better at that, getting more confidence, I guess. So, but yeah, a lot of the historical photos I take are personal, historical. So, yeah.
Can you describe your most treasured shot?
I have a family Polaroid that I took, and it's so soppy. It's like 2 days after I got one of my cats, Chester, and it forever retains. It just turned out perfectly. I got, you know, my partner, my cat, my dog, and it is the treasured shot. And because it is so personal, Sophie's since passed on, so it sits up on the wall as the, you know, the favourite photo. So that's the favourite family kind of my personal life photo. In terms of other photos, I've got a couple up on the website that I just look at it and go, yeah, I actually kind of nailed that one. The first page of the dispatch operator website, there's a half frame on there that I really quite like. And I think I think that was a pretty good shot. So there are a couple of external abstract ones that, yeah,